Twitter has always been about streamlining. No tweet, more than 140 characters. Well, today Twitter announced it will be streamlining its workforce, laying off more than 300 employees, 8% of its staff. Just one of many changes rolling out under the new permanent CEO and co-founder Jack Dorsey, including possibly longer tweets and a feature called Moments. And yesterday the company made more news when it suspended the Twitter accounts of two major media sites for posting highlights of sporting events after college and pro leagues complained. So here to take a look at all of this, our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. And Kurt Wagner is associate editor of social media coverage at Recode. He's been breaking a lot of news lately. But Kurt, start with these layoffs. The CEO sent out a compassionate letter saying, let's thank these about to be fired coworkers for their contribution. Today, some people are tweeting, claiming to be a laid off worker with screenshots of their accounts being shut down. What do these cuts say about Twitter?
I think that these cuts are, well, there's something that we reported on last week. And I think that really the point here is that, as you mentioned, Twitter is trying to become a little bit more efficient. So when Jack Dorsey became CEO, he took over initially in June, became permanent just last week. But he said from the very beginning that there were some issues around knowing who was in charge of certain products and people getting sidetracked. And so really, there needs to be more focus at the company. And so I think the feeling here is that by eliminating some of the staff, they're going to be able to kind of bring everyone in, refocus, and then hopefully hit more specific goals down the line that they haven't been able to do in the past.
Well, it sounds like every company that has the next great thing, they have to get ready to have the next great thing. Talk about hints at lengthening the messages and this Moments service.
Yeah, so Twitter has a couple big product changes in the works. The one has already been announced, and that was just last week as well. It is called Moments that you mentioned, and essentially it's a way for people to stitch a bunch of tweets together around one specific topic. So, for example, you could take 10 or 15 tweets about the Monday night football game and create a story with those 15 tweets, and then people could come and kind of follow the game through that moment, if you will.
Right.
And so what they're hoping is that it's going to make it easier for people to follow along with events that are happening in real life, but it might also lure new users who know these conversations are happening on Twitter but have trouble finding them.
Right.
So that's the first big product that they've already announced. The second one that you hinted at is that, you know, Twitter has always been about keeping tweets to 140 characters or less, but the company is trying to figure out a way to let people tweet things that are longer than that. We don't know what that product's going to look like, but we know that that's something they're working on and thinking about.
Oh, but we've all learned to speak in this ridiculously truncated language. But talk about Moments, because as you've also reported, Twitter was asked to, by different sports organizations, to stop the tweeting of different sports events. Does Twitter have a vested interest in that? If they've got this Moments thing ratcheting up, they also don't want other places like Gawker tweeting out things from the NFL or the NCAA.
Sure. I mean, I think they're in a really unique position, right? Because that's the kind of content that if I'm Twitter, I want on Twitter, right? I want sports highlights. I want the kind of clips that people are going to come looking for after they see something on TV and they say, I want to see a highlight from that play or from the Emmys or the Grammys or whatever. They want that content there. At the same time, they have to deal with copyright issues and that there are people who own the rights to that content. So this is what happened over the weekend was that Deadspin was sharing NFL highlights to their Twitter stream. But the NFL then went to Twitter and said, hey, we own the copyright to that. Why is Deadspin allowed to do this? And so Twitter had to temporarily suspended Deadspin's account as a result.
Yeah.
And so I think they're in a tough spot in that they're walking this line between wanting to get as much of the content material out to the public as well as appease the copyrights holders like the NFL who are big partners with Twitter, right? They have actual partnership deals
right.
in place. So they're kind of in the middle, you know, rocking a hard place, if
right.
you will.
Well, what do you expect to see? You had a terrific article about the new product or the product boss talking about what might be next. And he suggested that Twitter might be interested in exploring opportunities in the Internet of Things, connecting household appliances and machines using software. And he told a story about a user who rigged his cat door so that a tweet was automatically sent out every time the cat walked through the door. I mean, what is Twitter thinking?
the beautiful minds of Silicon Valley at work right there, I think, with the cat door. But, you know, that was actually the first time I've heard Twitter talk about Internet of Things. But it's not, of course, the first time that the idea of taking software and pairing it with household objects like a cat door or a refrigerator or a toaster or whatever has been floated. And so I think what they're trying to say is, like, there are a lot of reasons you might want to tweet. In the case of that story, you know, that guy wanted his cat to tweet every time he walked in and out so that he'd know where the cat was. And so I think this idea of, you know, rigging Twitter so that there's going to be more content shared, you know, when you, go buy something at the grocery store or whatever, potentially is going to create more content for the site.
I so have to figure out how to do the cat thing. Kurt Wagner, associate editor of social media coverage at Recode, about how Twitter is changing under new old CEO Jack Dorsey. Kurt, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Couldn't the cat just send you a text message?
Or just meow. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now.